Today's hearing built upon earlier sessions in July and August, with a heavy turnout from local residents who don't want the encampment in their East Lake Park neighborhood. Proponents of the camp cited the success of a similar facility built in Pinellas County 2 years ago, known as Pinellas Hope. Frank Murphy, president of the Catholic Charities, suggested that action is needed now.
I know this is a difficult issue, and to be honest, you could ask any of your police officers, sheriffs, policemen on the street, that dealing with the homeless, there are many people who are homeless because of their past. Past with crimes and problems they've created for themselves. But there's also a lot of them who say, I no longer want to be homeless. I want to take a step to become independent and get off the street. Those are the type of people we're trying to serve. This is an issue that's not going to go away easily, but we have to start somewhere and get to work on it.
Tom Atchison runs New Beginnings of Tampa, a 120-bed homeless facility, and is a supporter of Hillsborough Cares. His view is that the homeless situation is getting worse, and action is required soon.
We used to just see mostly guys on the street, but there's a lot of families. There's a lot of women on the street now. Matter of fact, we just took a woman that was pregnant that couldn't get off the street. Nobody would help them. There's not one place in town. She went everywhere, 8 months pregnant, and nobody would help her, and she was sleeping in the woods. We took her off the street last week to get her help. So that used to never happen. A woman who was pregnant, there'd always be plenty of help. There's not. And we need all the help we can get. Catholic Charities is willing to step up to the plate and do what they can do. Several of the ministries that I talk to, I know they're trying to create this illusion that the coalition and different people are against the tent city, but everybody I talk to is for it.
Residents voiced concerns about the introduction of more crime that could accompany the transient population and about the proximity of the facility to schools and children. Local resident Joanne O'Brien initiated the battle over the proposal late last year.
Well, how I started it, originally there was supposed to be low-income housing put there, and I was on board with that, as was the community. And one Sunday afternoon, Joanne O'Brien here was going to Wonder Bread, saw the sign, and said to my daughter, I got to stop and see what that is. What are they rezoning this for now? So I called up the county to find out, and that's how Over My Dead Body came about, when they set a homeless encampment. I had a problem with that. I had gotten my flyers up for 325 residents, and this is how the ball got rolling.
Paul Cotter, another East Lake resident, echoed O'Brien's concerns.
But let's put it a place where, you know, you just don't put neighborhoods in risk. And I'm not saying just don't put it in our neighborhood. Don't put it in anybody's neighborhood. And I'm not saying don't help the homeless. Certainly, help the homeless. But help the homeless that deserve it, not the criminals that they've been dumping in that place.
After the public forum concluded, county commissioners weighed in. Commissioners Higginbotham and White were vocal in their opposition to the proposal, citing concerns over its proximity to neighborhoods and suggesting it would be better situated in an industrial area away from homes and schools. Commissioner Ferlita spoke in favor of approval. Ultimately, Commissioners Hagen and Sharp voted to deny the permit, resulting in a final 4-3 vote to deny the facility, with Commissioners Beckner, Ferlita, and Norman dissenting. Ferlita shared her thoughts on the decision.
Is more than ever, we need the opportunity in Hillsborough County to do something worthwhile with the homeless, not just to give them another meal and then the next morning they're back in the same situation and not having an opportunity to rehabilitate if they want. So sad stories, down economy, and people who otherwise probably would not be are crying out for help. But the greater good here was getting something done for Hillsborough County that would mirror image the success that Pinellas Hope has for that county.
Commissioner Beckner echoed Ferlita's frustrations.
The face of homelessness continues to change. It's not the derelict or necessarily the bum on the street. It's our next-door neighbor. It's the people that we go to church with. It's the people that we care about. And we have to come up with a comprehensive plan that's going to address this issue. And I'm disappointed it didn't happen today, but we will move forward. And now we need to regroup and determine how we're going to take this from here.
Atchison shared his frustration about the defeat of the proposal and about the need for the community to invest in solving the growing homelessness problem.
People want to help homeless, they want to have compassion, but they don't want to have to deal with it personally. Today, humanity at its best, showing the compassion that people care, was here today, and also humanity at its worst, showing selfishness, egotistical, wanting to protect their own self so much that they don't see that these people are human, that they have needs, and that it might take a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of going out of their way or in order for that to happen.
For now, the 9,500 homeless men, women, and children of Hillsborough County have lost one potential avenue for help and rehabilitation. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting.